Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Amid much scrutiny and investigation following a fatal crash, Tesla is officially off the hook for now. But for how long?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. U.S. regulators have officially closed Tesla's autopilot probe. This, of course, comes after a fatal crash involving a Tesla car driving itself. This concludes that the car maker's semi-automatic technology did not contain a safety defect. Let's get the very latest from the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins, who joins us from our San Francisco bureau. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
What's the official word from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration on this?
Yeah, after a six-month investigation and into a fatal crash in Florida that involved Tesla's autopilot, that's the system that allows the vehicle to drive itself in certain situations, basically on the highway, the federal government did not find any defects or any design problems with autopilot, and essentially it was driver error.
Okay, so we can definitively conclude that this was basically human error.
Yeah, the agency found that the driver didn't maneuver in the seconds before the collision. What was really at stake here, though, was whether this new system, probably the most advanced on the road that Tesla has brought out, the question was this safe and did it have a design problem? Was there something that should have been done differently with the system? Should it be on the road? Those kinds of things. And Tesla has argued, Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk has argued that his system is safer than what's on the road with his competitors, and he has also made some changes, software updates, that he said would likely have prevented this crash. And it's interesting to know, looking through the investigation by regulators, they found that that with Tesla vehicles, once this auto steer system was installed, they found a 40% or almost 40% decrease in crashes with Tesla vehicles. In a lot of ways, validating what Elon Musk has been arguing, that this kind of automated or semi-automated system can really prevent and help improve safety on roadways.
So having said all that, do you think that now we're in a place where all this scrutiny Tesla faces about being too aggressive might ease up a little bit?
It's definitely a big win for the Tesla way of product development and approach to bringing out new technology to the roadways. If you talk to executives in places like Detroit or in Germany or in Japan, the approach to developing new technology in cars is much more incremental and slower in pace. And private executives would complain or talk about how they felt that Tesla was moving too quickly and not in a safe manner. And the kind of the pushback from Tesla has been that they think this is safer and that it's actually amoral to keep this technology off the roadways, that if you know it's safe, it can prove safety, then you need to get out there as soon as possible.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins about the official close of Tesla's autopilot probe. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Tim, this obviously, you know, now that the weight has been lifted a bit, I would still think that further regulation and scrutiny isn't exactly going anywhere, though.
Yeah, the entire field of autonomous cars is definitely going to be an issue that regulators are going to be keeping a close eye on. First of all, we should talk about how autopilot really isn't autonomous, isn't fully autonomous, isn't fully self-driving. It's a semi-autonomous system. But the things that Tesla are doing with it is seen and really is a major step towards that world. The abilities that they have with that car are rather remarkable, and it's seen as baby steps towards this world of essentially saying to the car, turning over control of the car and essentially having it drive you home, if you will. And Elon Musk really surprised a lot of folks late last year when he announced that he had begun production of vehicles coming out of his factory that have the hardware in place to make his cars fully self-driving once the software is done. And he aims to have a demonstration by the end of the year showing a car driving itself from Los Angeles to New York City. The idea that his autopilot, the basis of this system, was under investigation and kind of the uncertainty around that really made that challenge even more challenging, right? So the fact that the federal government has come out and said it couldn't find any problems and that they had done addressed a lot of these issues, that's a big win for him. You know, the government also had some concerns, however, concerns that maybe drivers were confused if the system was on or not, stuff like that, and really emphasize that communicating what the system can do and cannot do is very important. We've seen that with other automakers as well, struggling with this idea of kind of handing off the vehicle control from the computer to the human hand. Google, now Waymo, the self-driving program that Alphabet is doing, they would argue that the human cannot take control from the car, that if you're in the car and the car is driving and it approaches something that it can't handle, that the human just cannot automatically get back into the mode of driving. And they would argue for a world in which these self-driving cars do not have steering wheels and brakes, and it's just all left up to the computer mind.
Very good. Tim Higgins, thanks as always for the time.
Thank you.
You can check out Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins' article at WSJ.com. So ends another tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.